Today, I am about to help you upgrade your hashtag game. Let's cue that intro and get this thing started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, let's talk about hashtags because a lot of people use hashtags wrong. And I'm not going to lie, it took me 4 years to really, really understand how hashtags worked. And it's interesting because I swear to you, I used hashtags wrong on Instagram the entire time until I started using hashtags on TikTok, and it like woke up this new love for hashtags and understanding how they work. Okay, so the very first thing I want to share is that this is going to be true on Instagram and on TikTok and not really on many other platforms except maybe LinkedIn. So all of the advice I'm going to share is not related to Twitter, Facebook, maybe a little bit of YouTube, but we're mostly going to focus on Instagram and TikTok. Okay, so I started using TikTok, and at first I noticed that everyone was like, you need to hashtag your videos with hashtag FYP, hashtag for you page, hashtag, there was like a couple of different ones that were basically supposedly the hashtags that would allow your videos to end up on the for you page. And so for the longest time, I was using those hashtags, not realizing that those had billions of views. I think they're actually going to cross trillions of views soon, but billions of views, and it wasn't really doing anything. It doesn't hurt anything, but both on Instagram and TikTok, there are natural limits to how many hashtags / characters you can use. For example, on TikTok, your entire caption plus hashtags has to be, I think it's about 250 characters. Don't quote me on that because I haven't checked it like this week. But about 250 characters for both a clever caption as well as all of your hashtags. On Instagram, you're limited to 30. So while a lot of people use these really big and broad hashtags, there's like this backwards thinking, and I held this for the longest time. I was thinking, if I want to be found, I need to use big hashtags. I need to use the biggest ones I can because I want to make sure that I'm discovered. I want to make sure that, you know, I don't miss anyone or miss anything. And so I would use these huge hashtags. And by the way, I know I say hashtags funny because I'm from Minnesota, so it's tag instead of, I don't know how everyone else says it, tag. That's so hard for me to say. But anyways, so I was like, I want to use hashtag entrepreneur, hashtag business owner, hashtag social media marketing. And truth be told, I was really getting lost in a sea of other people using those same hashtags. And what I didn't realize for the longest time, call me slow, call me dense, whatever. It took me forever to figure this out. It didn't cross my mind that I was actually doing myself a disservice by using the biggest hashtags possible. And so on TikTok, I started testing out using a little more niche down hashtags, whether it was, you know, 20,000, 50,000, 100,000 views instead of ones that had 700 million or 2 billion. And when I switched to using really niche down hashtags at first, as I was growing and working to become discovered, it was honestly like a night and day difference. So one of the things I started doing was, especially on Instagram, using predominantly niched down hashtags, ones that have less than a million views, ideally less than 100,000 views, and allowing those to be kind of the majority of my hashtags in my 30 allowed for Instagram. And then I use maybe 2 to 5 that are medium size, usually probably about 5 of the medium size, and then 1 to 3 really big hashtags so that if it starts to perform and starts to be discovered with the smaller ones, then it grows and it goes up to the medium ones and starts to rank there. Case in point, on TikTok, there have been so many videos that I've had that have gone viral. They always start with smaller hashtags. And so they'll start to rank there. And as they start to rank there, they grow in the bigger hashtags. So for example, there's a video I put up yesterday that has like 500,000 views and almost like, what, 150,000 likes on it. And so that one video is starting to rank for the really big hashtags like mom life and moms on TikTok and mom of three. Like those are starting to rank. So now it's being found in the bigger and bigger and bigger hashtags as well as ranking for the sound. But you have to let go of the thing that's not working in order to embrace niching down. And I want to challenge you right now to just give this a go for, let's say, the next month. Try using predominantly niche down hashtags. Own those hashtags and then start to work your way up to the medium and bigger sized hashtags. And like I said, it feels like you're letting go of a huge opportunity, but it's kind of like holding everything in your closet and hoping that you're gonna find the perfect outfit. I don't know if you guys have ever had this where like your closet has way too many clothes and nothing really looks good together. It makes it very, very difficult to honestly find the right outfit versus when you have like a capsule wardrobe or, you know, clothes that you already know go well together. It's a lot easier to find what you're looking for. And the same thing is true with niche down hashtags. So I know this is really short, but I am guaranteeing you that someone needed to hear this as even a reminder today. The same thing is also true on LinkedIn and to an extent on YouTube as well. But then here's also your friendly reminder that you do not want to be using hashtags on Facebook, and hashtags are almost not a thing on Twitter. Really, most people only use like one hashtag per tweet, if even that, because keywords can rank too, which is so interesting. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Oh, hey, and if you want, go check out my website, rachelpeterson.com/podcast, and I actually put together an awesome freebie, which allows you to optimize your bios on every single platform of social media. I'll catch you guys later.